Check. Next, I'd like to introduce.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
TGIF, everybody. It is a Friday. We will get you into the weekend. But first, 4 hours of fun, information, entertainment. We've got it all. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. We've got Chris on the other side of the glass with the ones and twos, and we are ready to go. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us at Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at Twitter at CraigESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. We'll get to the NBA. We'll get to the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll let me get to the Preakness a little bit later on. Gus Alonso will join us, getting us ready for the weekend. But it is all about the PGA Championship right now. And Brooks Koepka just teed off at number one, a beautiful monster shot. Francisco Molinari, also a beautiful shot. Then Tiger went up and shanked one left into the matted down fescue. The crowd, it is a scene.
Well, you hooked it left.
Around that ball. Absolutely, yeah. So it was just, it was unbelievable. And the crowd and the cameras were right there. You could hear everything. Just a different, just the mannerisms out there. Pete Shepherd, how are you today,
great.
By the way?
Somehow he hit. It was about, 125, 30 yards away. Went pin high into the bunker and then made a nice bunker shot out. So he's got about, 10 feet, I think, for a par save, which would be unbelievable considering where he was because – And they were thinking when he first hit it, it was because it'd be batted down because all the fans are over there. I don't know. We saw it was like vultures on a dead rat, you know? It was like, who knows if the ball was stepped on or not, but it wasn't in a pretty spot. And these guys are amazing. To hit balls as far as they can from a lie like that is ridiculous.
I couldn't help but think of the crowd out there. And Chris, you've been out to Augusta National. We'll get you to update us with the Sports Center rundown in a minute. But
not even close.
I mean, it's all polite and proper at Augusta National. Here, you got these were these crowd, these fans chanced to be within arm's length the Tiger because he shanked it and hooked it so far left that he was among them and had to clear them all out. Everybody kept their cool, but it was and Tiger, you can tell, was not comfortable.
As I've learned just in the last 10 minutes, because I said, look at this is why the Northeast doesn't deserve major championship golf.
See how we stereotype everybody?
But no, hold on. Everybody. Hold on. I'm going to really narrow down this stereotype right here. It's the Long Island area that does not deserve major championship golf. And it's a shame because Bethpage is a beautiful course. Yes. It really is. But come on, people. You got kids running on the course right now. What is this? What is this? This is a golf tournament. You got kids running around. You
shouldn't be there.
You got cell phones, literally. Yeah. A cell phone hovering 2 inches over Tiger's golf ball. What, take a picture of a golf ball? You never seen a golf ball before?
It was Tiger's golf ball.
Well, like I said, a name like Sal or Tony.
I told you, you cannot lump all the Northeasters in. There's a separation of a-holes out there, okay?
Right.
Now, and even on Long Island, and I told you, go ask our buddy Matt Mangus across the hall. He'll tell you because he lived out there, worked out there for many years. There's a big difference, even from your regular Long Islander to where Bethpage is, because that's closer to the city. So now you're talking about a whole different breed of sort of a, you know...
Certain type of person, let's say.
It can be. It's a young. If you see, it's a younger crowd.
It is a younger looking crowd.
It seems like a bunch of people are under 20.
Nobody
That's
has,
how young
nobody
it
at
is.
School today.
No way.
Brooks Koepka has just birdied number one. He is now again. 8 under his first ball. By the way, Tiger saved par with a tap in, and he got a 4 on it, so he's still plus 2. Earlier today, Jordan Spieth minus 5. In fact, what I'm going to tell you all this for, Chris is on the other side with the Sports Center rundown.
Yes, Jordan Spieth, he was the story of the day at Bethpage Black, shot his way in contention this morning, following up a 1-under opening round 69 with a 4-under 66 today. He is 5-under for the tournament. DJ, just a stroke back of Spieth at 4-under par. Koepka birdieing hole number one. He is your leader at 8 under par. The Golden State Warriors overcome a 15-point halftime deficit. They beat the Trailblazers by 3 points in Game 2 last night. Games 3 and 4 will move to Portland.
All right, we've already got the trash talking starting on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Locker room junk guy says, my money says roses and bedroom guy is a Long Islander. Yeah, could be. Think about it, guys. After 19 holes, Tiger Woods is 10 back and playing with the guy that he's staring up at. And we're still locked in, and we're going to be locked in all day. Mm-hmm. And Tiger's, you know, he just teed off, and we'll have this for the next 4 hours, and it is still a fascinating story. I mean, if he starts losing strokes and he's like 15 down and in danger of missing the cut, we'll see if our interest wanes or not. But my money is we'll probably still be pretty interested in Tiger today.
And locker room drunk guys. Oh, no. Another texter, 239, says, Chris sounds like Shooter McGavin freaking out. This is golf.
Well, Chris was very upset. Keep in line. Yeah. Chris is
shanties.
Chris is among the upper crust of golf fans. He's yeah. He's an Augusta National.
Hold on. This is not just my thoughts on golf.
No, is that?
I am a blue blood in college sports through and through. Uh-huh. I don't care about your Gonzaga. I don't care that Texas Tech was in the national championship game. Sure. Sorry, it's not a good story. Prove me wrong.
It's a great story.
It's not. It's not. It's always best when you have the best playing in front of the best in Long Island.
Well, guess who the best in college basketball is going to be next year? Penny's paying. They're all going to Memphis. Penny Hardaway's got the number one recruiting class, which we'll get into because he just landed another recruit. So whatever he's doing, wink, wink.
Yeah, he got that kid from Duke, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but you know,
just landed the number five.
Did
power
you guys read
in
between the lines with there? Because also yesterday, their athletic director there, who hired mm-hmm. Penny after 7 years, stepped down quietly. I don't know what was that. Why would you? You finally got the basketball program rolling. You got rid of Tubby so that you could bring
your
in
football
Penny.
Program is okay.
A terrible name.
Your football program is okay.
Which,
it's not
which one?
Tubby.
Tubby or Penny?
No, Penny's a great.
Penny's
name.
Technically a girl's name. But
no,
Penny
no,
Hardaway is
I, look,
a friend of the program.
I can't argue with you on that one.
Penny.
You're correct.
Penny from Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Penny. Yeah. Penny, Big Bang Theory. Saw the finale.
What'd I you think?
It was okay.
I thought it was the last part. It was pretty emotional. Again, teared up. I mean,
you
I teared
oh
up.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
You will too, Chris.
Did he
too.
Get married?
No, last year. Last year he did.
Been married.
I must have missed that episode.
I don't think we have to worry about spoiler alerts. He got up there and accepted his Nobel Peace Prize and thanked all of his friends.
As usual.
For
Sheldon?
Being a goofy pain in the rear.
He thanked all of his friends.
But you could tell when he was doing it that he was tearing up as he was doing it. It was sincere. You could tell it was a goodbye to not just for the show, but to personal for him. It was absolutely relevant. That's a separate. See, I see that. That's me. See, I see the inner.
I don't think that's the case, but okay.
It is absolutely the case.
I don't know. I'm not with you on that.
It absolutely was.
Tex-Mex checking in, but Chris hates all things New England. That's not true. Like chowder.
I knew that was coming. Like harbors.
Brookline's a great track. Great track up there in Massachusetts.
Yes, it is. One of the greats that had a chance to not play it, but at least go there and see the Ryder Cup. When it was there, that
right.
was unbelievable.
Let's get this over with so we don't have to spend any more of our 4 hours on
see,
it.
See, we have more in common than you think,
congratulations
Greg.
To your Boston Bruins. They're in the
I'm gonna
Stanley
set this one
Cup.
Out.
Okay. Well, me too. I'm done. That's all I'm going to say. That concludes my coverage of the East Conference Finals here on Sheeman and Shepherd.
They are a wonderful team to watch, and this is what separates hockey. It doesn't matter who you root for. This is why hockey is so great, and it's so much the camaraderie and the shaking of the hands after every round. And to watch the Zdeno Chara last night, who did not play, was banged up a little bit.
Earn it.
Comes out on the ice, fully dressed, and with skates on. A lot of times those guys go, a lot of guys will go sit up in the press box or in a booth and just in suits. And not. He came down, put his skates on, and made sure he was in the team picture after all that what that guy has done. Phenomenal. Bruce Cassidy, God bless you. Unbelievable job to get them to the Eastern Stanley Cup Finals. Bruce Cassidy is the coach of the Bruins.
I don't deny you any of this, any of these kudos at all. Here's my problem.
Well, I know what your problem
my
is.
My problem
I'll
is
tell you your
the
problem.
Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots, and thank God the Celtics suck this year, and now it's the Boston Bruins.
The Eastern Conference semis sucks now by their standards.
I'm tired of all these parades
at
by
least
the hobby.
BC is garbage.
Like I said, I do not take anything for granted. None of it.
Who do you think you are? The 1935-36 Detroit Red Wings, we'll get, Detroit Tigers, and Detroit Lions?
That's just
Come
it.
On. We
the
did
the
it
only
first.
Time there's been a three-peat ever was the 35-36 Detroit Red Wings, the Tigers in 35, and the Lions in 35.
Thank you. It's been done. It doesn't need to be done again. It's just copycat at this point. I mean, what's 90
but
years?
It really becomes, and this is the problem, because it's the Boston area's 23rd appearance in the NHL, NBA, MLB, and Super Bowl since January of 2000. So the only city with more than that span is Los Angeles with 24, and that includes, you know, Anaheim and that stuff. But you don't, and that doesn't include the two Boston College national championships in hockey, BU in hockey, and
yeah,
Providence.
I'm glad
in
that doesn't count that because I did.
Because I don't.
It
count
should.
It.
So that's really, it's really
airplane
20,
seat
it's really
guy says it's got to be a record.
Eight Wrong, minutes, sir. Eight, not a record.
8 minutes in the show, and Craig busts out. Ha! Have we done it faster than that before? That's not a record.
But
I'm sure it's not.
But that's going to be one hell of a Stanley Cup Finals, and I'm rooting for San Jose only because Joe Thornton was the Bruins' number one overall draft pick many years ago, and they actually traded him mid-season. He became the most valuable player in the league after they traded him.
Who has a better chance of upsetting the Bruins?
Oh, I think either team could. I mean, the Bruins have home ice no matter who they play. They have home ice, which doesn't really mean a whole hell of a lot in hockey, but it'll be great. I'm rooting for San Jose because that'd be a great storyline to see Joe come back and face his old team, but...
All right.
Game four of that series is tonight.
Tiger Woods' first shot off of number two, just off to the right under the second cut. Here's his second shot.
Laying up.
Get that fat.
He's laying up.
Oh, okay.
He's laying up. Taking the easy way.
It's a par five?
Taking the medicine. It's not the easy way. He's taking par his five? Medicine. No.
No. He's.
Oh. You got to find the fairway on this course. You ain't going to score if you can't find the fairway.
You're right.
So he's just going to play par golf and make the cut?
I mean, the cut's plus three right now, so yeah, he will make the cut.
Supposed to have 20-mile-an-hour winds this afternoon. They think that cut line will move up.
It'll probably move up.
Yeah.
Thirsty Nick just sat through a haircut that took 40 minutes. Unacceptable. I get a two on the sides and scissors on top. 15 minutes. Hey, Thirsty Nick,
Couldn't agree more, Nick.
I think I do the five all the way except for the top, and I do the scissors. Mine takes like 10 minutes. You're right.
I like a Nick, nice, good 40-minute haircut. It's relaxing.
No, it's not.
It's terrible. What are you
mind?
Talking about?
I'm not unless you're getting a full
Why
scalp
Why is it
massage.
I disagree with you two on everything?
Because I'm haircut. Right on everything and you're not.
You want to get in and out of there. If I want a full body massage, I'll go to do that.
Go to Jupiter.
call your buddy.
No, but some hair place will give you a scalp massage, which is very relaxing.
Yes.
That I can understand.
I'm all for that.
That's,
I get that.
That's wonderful.
Not in 10 minutes, you don't. With your little 10-minute haircut with your little...
I wear a hat. There's no reason to spend 40 minutes on a haircut. I wear a hat
10.
Every single
10 minutes top,
day.
Plus, I'm going...
You know, that causes you to go bald after a while.
That's what I've heard, but I got a great head of hair.
I just made that up. Is that a thing?
Great
no, you're
head
right.
of hair.
Craig, you're right.
No, I've heard that.
If you wear a baseball cap every day, you'll have the old male pattern bald.
Usually it's hereditary, but it can... It speeds
Both
up the process.
Both sides of my family have great heads of hair.
It skips a generation.
Yeah? Yeah.
It skips a generation. It's on the mother's side of the baldness.
The mother's father is what is the genetic guideline for your baldness.
Mm-hmm.
So your father's great hair, Chris, does you no good whatsoever.
You have good hair, Craig. Sure.
I have completely different hair than my dad.
I have good hair from the front, but from the back is definitely, I look like a
Are you thinning?
Like bad greenskeeping.
I used to have I used to have twice as thick hair as I have now. I mean,
you've got pretty thick hair.
It's thinning out a little bit.
Yeah, but it's still pretty thick.
It's all right. It's straight as an arrow. Got to put product in it every day, man.
Every day.
Oh, all right.
Product?
Yeah, what? I'll look like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber if I don't do anything with my hair. I just have a bowl.
Do you? Wow. So you put something in it and throw it back a little bit?
I put something in pre-blow dry, which kind of...
Oh, you're a blow-dry guy.
Well, I used to. You know, when I used to work, when I first started working here, I was kind of a new thing. I was like comb forward and nice and short. And
Yeah.
I didn't like that. That wasn't the real me.
Oh,
it was kind of
okay.
the new, I'm going to Florida me, new look.
Wild and crazy Craig.
Yeah, that's midlife crisis,
it's like
Craig.
It's like in Family Guy, Peter changes, he finds out his real name is Justin. So he becomes Justin.
Yeah.
Whole new personality, if you know that episode. It's freaking hysterical.
But this Ted Dance and Cheers look is my... For 30 years, I've done blow dry.
I haven't. Okay. My hair's naturally just don't blow dry. Don't ever blow dry.
Throw some stuff in it.
I don't even do that.
Throw it back.
Then I spray it or put some stuff in. Yeah. I
put nothing. I'm all natural.
I wish I could. I would look like a total dork if I didn't put anything in my hair.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
What do you mean? Like poofy nerd? I mean.
I would look like
See, to me, it doesn't look like there's anything in your hair.
I would look like a 5-year-old boy with just straight hair hanging down.
No, but you could comb it. You're telling me it wouldn't stay that way?
No, it wouldn't. It would not. Absolutely
you
not.
The bangs?
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really complicated.
All right.
So do you do any clippers or are you all scissors on your hair?
Yeah. So now lately what I do most recently is more like a fade. I go 2, 3, 4 and then scissors on the top.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty tight, but yeah. I haven't done it in a while. I go much too long in between haircuts. So
I'm 4 weeks.
I would like to be.
I'm like
in fact, in my prime when I was doing a little TV and all that, it was every three weeks, every 21 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's when, you
but
know,
now I have no reason
and
to.
And that's just a standing appointment, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the good old days.
You know,
that's the thing. You have to do TV a little bit, and that's and you go, oh no,
no 239, and do not wear makeup for radio. Thank you.
And I hated it. I didn't like doing it for TV. A few times we had to do it. Hated it.
Got to do what you got to do.
I got this lotion I put in my hair that's really good stuff.
Yeah,
just keeps it nice.
So
and
you
soft.
Just put the lotion on, it dries naturally. Put on the ball cap, go out the door.
I'm good to go.
I use this morning VO5. Kiwi / lime shampoo. I think it's 99 cents a bottle in my
99
hair.
99 cents?
Maybe $1.10.
What
a splurge. My hair came
out. My wife won't buy
my wife has all the other
one
stuff.
Anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. She says that like there, if something can clean your body, it shouldn't clean your hair.
But for a guy, it's okay.
That's what I said. So no, now she gets like the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, and then I have a body wash.
I think you're paying
But
for
I liked it all in one because it was easy.
80 different products in the shower. Like,
it's
like a hair mask and
it's
a fruit this and a
you know
gel
and they still say some experts will still tell you the best shampoo for men.
Baby Johnson's?
Johnson's baby shampoo. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Just say, just use it.
Yeah. I've used it.
Yeah. The two in one. I mean, I very rarely do I.
It
condition
just
stay. My hair.
It saves a step.
I like a good old fashioned bar of soap for the body, and
not for your hair,
and then a shampoo for a hair.
See, I don't go bar of soap.
I go soap on a rope. Yeah. Tough for the feet. Bad Father's Day gifts. Remember back in the day, somebody give you father T-shirt or shirt, tie, soap on a rope.
Tiger Bogey
is there any
plus
more
three.
Useless than soap on a rope? Do they even make it anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, I think they do.
They do. Who uses soap on a rope?
Do you use
prisoners?
Does anybody use a? Does anybody use a loofah?
No.
Yeah, I use a loofah.
Are you washcloth guy? Loofah.
No, I love a loofah.
Okay.
About once a month, I'll get myself a new loofah.
Yeah. I like Irish Spring soap because it leaves a nice scent.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. I go Old Spice, but I go loofah, and I try to change it out once a month.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just us talking,
right?
Maybe it lasts like 6 weeks or so, which I guess isn't the cleanliest. But really?
I don't know if you've ever seen this.
It's just my body.
Yeah,
you know? The scene in Stripes when John Larroquette, who's the captain, is looking and peeking into the girls' locker room. And he goes, "Oh my God, I wish I was a loofah." It's hysterical.
I missed that.
He goes, "Didn't know."
Good
me.
Grief, Brooks!
All right,
another.
I think if you missed it because we were talking, Chris snuck it in there just a second ago. Tiger bogeyed two, and now Koepka birdied it. So there's a two shot swing. Tiger's done. It's over. I'm calling it at 2:18 on Friday.
Guys, Tiger's Tiger's done.
Yeah, Koepka's gonna set the
Koepka.
He's wrapping this thing up.
Everybody's done if Koepka keeps on this pace. It's unbelievable.
If he comes out here and does another 7-under today, I mean,
bye bye.
Yeah. Some of the so-called experts today on TV were saying they think that the winning score will be around 15-under. I mean, he's gonna do that by today.
20 can play safe.
I mean, but this is what we were saying yesterday about this guy. Yeah, 7-under 63. That's a great opening round in a PGA Championship.
Yeah.
It should have been better. He said it. Tiger Woods said it after the round. Tiger said, yeah, that's the highest score the guy could have shot.
Yep.
it's unbelievable.
But the most fascinating thing about that round was no bogeys.
Right.
No bogeys. And it could, like you said, par fives. It could have been better.
Should have been better. If we're going to be honest,
yeah.
It should have been better than 7-under par.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's nuts. And, I mean, Jordan Spieth. He's solo two right now. He's at 5-under par.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good in a PGA Championship.
He's
not
back,
this year.
And nobody will notice.
Yep.
I'm going to edit this. Married One Year Guy reminds us. Remember that one guy that won $1 million betting on Tiger for the Masters?
Yeah.
He put $100,000 on Tiger to win the Slam.
So stupid.
And that's not going
give
down.
Me the money.
That was a waste of $100,000.
Just giving it to me, I would have much really appreciated it.
I mean, I probably would have bet on Tiger to win the PGA Championship with that $100,000. But still.
Yeah. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right. We are just getting warmed up here on the show. We still have to talk about the NBA game last night. A blown opportunity by the Trailblazers.
They took a page out of the Raptors playbook.
Well, yeah, they took a lot of pages. So we'll have a lot to talk about that.
The Raptors? What?
As they choked away the game, same way, you know, blew a 15-point lead against Milwaukee, same type of thing.
So we'll get into that a little bit. Don't forget tonight, NBA coverage game 2, the Eastern Conference Final, 7:30, Raptors and Bucks right here. It's brought to you by Twin Peaks and Game Time. We also, at some point early in the show, have to make your predictions for the Game of Thrones, who gets the throne.
Yeah, that's
it's the last one on Sunday.
Yep.
That's it. Bye-bye forever.
So what? 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hour for that?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot to break down.
Sounds
well, I can put
there
a sports element to it because somebody pulled some Major League Baseball players and who they thought was going to get the throne at the end. So we'll tie it in while
Easy
you guys
sports.
Give your opinions.
I have a surprising answer. I will reveal it.
I have an answer, too, based on my two episodes that I've seen in 8 years.
I bet you that person's dead.
I've got a prediction about who gets the throne.
I am watching Tommy Boy tonight. I have it.
All right.
I am watching Tommy Boy tonight.
Well, Chris did his homework and watched A Few Good Men. You're watching Tommy Boy.
You got to text me afterwards.
Boom!
Who was that?
Who held out?
Who was that? Is that Bubba?
No.
That's
Kelly Kraft.
Kelly Kraft?
Wow.
Nice SMU. Shot.
Hey, you know who else has been on fire today? Is Adam Scott with the putter.
Adam Scott,
Three birdies in a row.
Bring him back
from distance.
And I mean 30 feet plus. Three in a row. Amazing what he's done. With a putter. How many times you said that over the last 5 years?
Once. You just said it. That was it.
All right. We will wait for Tiger to tee off here on 3. It is up. It is going
left, which I don't know
which
if
is where
I
the
think
bag is.
I think it's what he wants to do.
Oh, okay.
This
well,
is a good shot.
Going
to roll toward
so he's going to have about a 10-12 footer for birdie.
Yep.
All right. Feeling it. Sort of. All right. We'll update you on Tiger's progress. NBA game last night. Game of Thrones chit chat. It's a Friday. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP26 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Keep my hands on myself. Tiger Woods missed a short birdie putt on 2.
Some work coming back.
Work coming back a little bit. No, I think he should be able to nail it.
Should.
Par. But he's already 11 strokes back. Koepka has birdied 2 more holes today, and Tiger has bogeyed and hopefully a par. That's it. I mean, now he's
12 back.
Rooting for 12 off the pace. We're in 8. We're 20 holes in. We're 20 holes in. And he's 12 off the pace.
Needs a Golden State / Milwaukee type comeback.
No, he doesn't. He needs something a lot bigger than that.
Well, that's a start.
Koepka could give one back here. Here's for par, about a 3-footer.
Got it right
down the middle. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Right in the middle of the cup.
In the hat.
Gee whiz. All right. Well, we will continue to keep an eye on that. I mean, again, Tiger just trying to make the cut at this point. And, I mean, what can you say? Last night, the NBA, the Warriors were down 15. The Blazers had their shot, their game 2 bounce back. Not so much. Warriors win 114-111. I will say this.
Second largest comeback, by the way, in a playoff game in their franchise history.
I didn't realize Tiger's comeback was this far.
Yeah, I told you. Got some work to do.
Stand by for par.
Stand by. Hold
this
on.
This is about a 4.5
missed.
Footer.
Thought he missed it.
All right, so he's par.
In the hat.
Plus 3, Tiger Woods. All right, so game 1, we sat here and talked about how the Trailblazers looked like they had never seen a pick and roll before because Steph Curry was going around a pick, and then boom, he was wide open by 15 feet because Enes Kanter was back by the goal. So the Trailblazers, to their credit, they changed their defensive game plan. They had somebody edge up top there, so there was always a double team. There was always a jumble. But what it did is it left the space behind the guy helping out wide open. I can't tell you how many backdoor bounce pass layups the Warriors had last night. I think at least 4 or 5. It looked like a high school basketball drill. And ultimately, in my opinion, that's what did them in. And yet it was a better defensive effort overall. In the half court, the transition defense by the Trailblazers, still hideous, still coming back at half speed, still some problems. But that was their opportunity, and they blew it.
Trailblazers made 18 threes. How many the Warriors made? 9. Portland still lost. Portland's the second team all time to lose a playoff game despite at least 18 threes. Those teams are now 27-2. The only other loss was by the Warriors in Game 4 of the 2015 Western Conference Finals against the Rockets. The Warriors made 20 threes that game. It was the fourth time in Warriors postseason history that their opponent made at least 9 more threes than they did. It's the first time Golden State has won. And it's so, and I know Steve Kerr said they stole the game. Did they steal it or did they? I think they earned it. And I think that in a lot of ways, Portland kind of got complacent a little bit. And you cannot get complacent against the Golden State Warriors, even if the lead is 30. You can't.
I thought, again, you just mentioned the key there. The Trailblazers hit enough shots to kind of give them a couple of big leads in this game. But the whole time I was thinking, wow, if the Trailblazers win this game, they're really not playing well enough to win. They just made shots. And I thought they were going to be lucky to get away and fortunate to get away with a win in Game 2, but they didn't because all of a sudden, boom, game over, they lost. Seth Curry played a really good game. It was fun watching Seth versus Steph. That was fun, actually.
And Seth responded several times with three. But here's the stat of the night, and this is it. It was a transition game of the Warriors after halftime. They outscored Portland 15-0 in transition after halftime.
Well, that's what I just alluded to.
Exactly.
The transition defense, the Trailblazers were not sprinting back. It was bad. It was really bad. This is not a team that is good enough on both sides of the basketball to get to the NBA Finals.
And this also, the Warriors, you know, closed out, 14-3. McCollum, Lillard held scoreless over the last 4 minutes and 20 seconds of the game.
They were.
Combined 0 for 7. Can't happen. Can't have it. You cannot be a superstar or star players and combine 0 for 7 and choke time. 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and you can't score?
We've seen the same thing the last two nights, basically. Road team goes in, gets a pretty sizable lead going into the half, and the shots stop falling in the fourth quarter. You know, going back to game one with the Raptors, anyone not named Kawhi or Kyle Lowry, 0 for 15 in the fourth quarter of that game. Same situation here with Portland. Shots stop falling in the fourth quarter.
It also looked like to me that Lillard, and Lillard still played, so there's no excuse. He looked like he was fine, but there was a scary moment. Iguodala fell on him on his back, and it looked like it forced one of Lillard's ribs into the floor, like a bruised rib or something. But, he got up. He still played, and he didn't look like it hindered him, but it looked like a very painful moment.
And I thought it was a great play by Draymond Green at the end on Lillard. That was not a foul. That was all ball. I'm sorry. I know Lillard.
Oh, Iguodala on the steal on the last play?
Iguodala. Yeah, last play. That was a great play.
It was.
I was stunned they didn't call a foul. but it was the right. It was the right.
I think
non-call.
In the first quarter they might have called a foul. But the reason that they did, I mean, he got down there and basically got down on his knees to steal a ball almost, and that's they gave him effort points on that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Charles on a cell phone. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Charles.
Hey guys. There's a lot of contributing factors on why I think they lost, but I think the number one thing is in the third quarter when Golden State's down in almost any game. They start pressing at half court, trapping at the corners. And something I've noticed in the NBA is you're allowed to get away with almost murder when you trap a guy in the corners. And they didn't handle it well. Portland couldn't just – I mean, that's where all their turnovers are coming from.
Well, you're right. And like we said, the transition game in the second half by the Warriors on defense to offense was – they outscored them 15-0 in the third quarter, and it ties into what you're saying, Charles.
Yeah, the turnovers created transition, and they just couldn't. That was they did a 13 point run, 13 straight run points, and I think there was 6 turnovers in that little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, call a timeout, fix it up. You got to do something, and they just couldn't. That was to me, and it happens all the time in a Golden State game. That's their MO.
It sure does.
And they're down by a bunch.
Yep.
Thanks, Charles. Appreciate it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
They recover? Can Portland recover?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
series hasn't even started
They're
yet.
They're going home. Yeah, they can.
Keep hearing mixed reports on KD. I heard,
I mean, they're not going to win the series.
No.
They're not going to beat this team 4 out of...
No, but if now you're hearing if Golden State sweeps, that KD might have a chance to come back and play in the finals.
He's definitely out for 3 and 4 and probably 5 at this
point. Doesn't it still matter what happens in the Eastern Conference? I mean, if that goes 7, then it doesn't matter what happens in the West.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the other. By the way, to answer our question from yesterday, Kevin Durant is there. We saw him in the locker room. He's got some kind of sleeve on his calf, and he was there at halftime greeting his teammates as they came back into the locker room. So we wondered aloud on the air yesterday, is he even bothering to show up? He already checked out? Is he already a Nick?
I'm just excited to get a competitive NBA back next season.
You might have it this year if you don't have KD. Charles Barkley, I know TNT didn't have the broadcast last night.
Chuck.
Charles Barkley says, anyone who thinks the Warriors will win a championship without KD doesn't know anything about basketball. And I'm here to tell you, and Chuck's been wrong before.
A lot.
Maybe I don't know anything about basketball, but I think, and it'll be harder, but I think the Warriors, as constructed, can win a title without Kevin Durant.
They already have.
Exactly. They've done it before. They can do it again.
Slightly different version, but yes, they can.
I think a lesser version even in some ways. But
I said they'd probably sweep. I still am going to stick by it.
You went to five.
I went to five, but it's almost like...
But you know how NBA series go, Pete?
I know.
It looks like doom and gloom first two games. Portland's going to win a game at Portland.
I probably game four. I'm not saying any blowouts. I think they'll be, like I said, they're going to be competitive.
I think it'll be game three. Golden State if they're down 3-0, then the Warriors will close out game four. I think just your heart is fed to you at that point. And when you're down 3-0, it's hard. I think the Trailblazers has got to come back, and they'll win game three. What happens after that, I'm not sure how long this drags out.
We'll see.
But I do think the Warriors can win a title without KD. I think Charles Barkley is flat out wrong. Flat out wrong.
I totally agree.
Let's put it on the poll. Can the Warriors win without KD? Is Charles Barkley wrong? Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.
Didn't we do that?
I don't think we did. Well, maybe.
I think we did. Hold on.
We're going to have two polls.
Well, we're going to have another one because we're going to get into this at the top of next hour.
And somebody said...
This was on May the 9th. Can Golden State win it all without Kevin Durant?
Oh, that's pretty exact.
309 votes, 54% say yes.
All right, no need to redo that. Save yourself some effort in there, Chris. What were you saying, Pete Shepard?
A couple comments on it, by the way. James said, I don't think they win it at all even with him. Hashtag Bucks.
Okay. Well, Bucks.
There you go.
All right, how about does Golden State sweep? Or win 5 or 6.
Chris?
Doesn't matter.
Chris, stop. I can
see
your eyelids. No. I'm going to tell people what's going on right now.
He's right now.
This is getaway day for Chris.
He's over the Atlantic.
Yeah.
He's past.
I'm over the Caribbean.
He's just gone past Bermuda.
Chris is
and Jamaica's on the horizon.
The
drink card is out, and all bets are
off. He ate a 22-inch pizza by himself for lunch in there. He's full. He's tired. He's checked out. He's ready to go. His eyelids are droopy. He's got the lights darker than normal in there, and he doesn't want to type anything in. That's what's going on. I'm just a peek behind the curtain, but we all get along just fine. There's no problem. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with anything you guys just said.
He put it in the grass today. We had our charity event this morning, and
you're
attacked by a frog.
I had a frog. I think it was poisonous.
What?
Leap at me.
What kind of frog? Describe it.
A big one.
I don't know. It was about the size of a fox.
Was it a cane toad, or was it one of those bright yellowish green, slim, slender ones with the
big
eyeballs?
See, the problem was, so I was laying sod today. Yeah. That was my duty. I had to lay the sod so the dogs at the Gulf Coast Humane Society have a nice place to drop a deuce.
Yeah. Surprised you didn't pee on it first.
So.
Yeah, you didn't test it out for it first?
You know, picking all of these slab. What do you call a slab of sod? Like, what am I? What's the word I'm thinking? Anyway, I'm taking these.
No gloves.
It's like a yard by like a foot and a half. Whatever. So I'm taking them and I'm laying them down. I'm getting in the groove of this thing, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed my calling at this point. And all of a sudden, this behemoth of a frog jumps out from under one of the pads.
Oh. That was his home.
Oh, my gosh. And it had already, its skin had adapted to the dirt brown color. Oh,
so was his
Any
toad?
Snakes?
No snakes.
Ryan down the hall, because somebody said, who was Robert, one of our sales guys, was going, You know, be careful. He was being serious and true. And the snakes like to bury themselves in these. Oh. That's it.
Done.
Wow.
I cleaned out. We myself, our buddy Joe Winter down the hall, and tight shirt Tony.
You cleaned up cat piss, right?
We cleaned up. We hosed down dog and cat cages outside. It's very exhausting.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it compared to me.
Once Joe found out how to
put the cleaner on the sod.
I can't do that.
It's unbelievable.
You're going to be sore tomorrow.
No, my neck hurts. I'm not even joking. My neck hurts. It's a workout for me to lift my head to look at the PGA Championship on the TV right now. But I'm gonna fight through it here today, guys.
Tight shirt, Tony. The whole time, all he did, it was a good 45 minutes talking to me about the Marlins and what's happening. What can they do? 45 minutes of Marlin talk.
I've had the conversation around here because I talked with him and our production director, Rick Peterson.
Yeah.
He is probably the biggest Marlins fan I have ever met.
Yeah. Really?
He knows it, man. He was telling me about a couple guys in the minor leagues that are doing really well.
Yeah, okay.
But we were having the conversation the other day. It's like when this Marlins team gets down by two runs.
Yeah, it's over.
Just turn the TV off.
Right.
They can't score. No. They might be able to string together a couple singles.
The other night, 1-0 to Tampa.
Oh, my God. Know? Well, they follow up a 1-0 with a 2-0 loss. Yeah. Like, it's embarrassing. You allow the Rays offense to score 3 runs in 18 innings, and you don't win a game.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
That's rough.
LeBron hitter number 2, DePeek hitter. I did not get hurt.
No, I did.
Chris did.
Chris did.
Yeah. A lot of people. Wow. But it was. They do a great job.
Some Advil?
The Gulf Coaching Society with the rescue dogs. And they do an amazing job over there. So everybody pitched in from Beasley today. It was a good effort.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. Well, rewarding. Let's put it that way.
You say your neck hurts. You need a massage. Go get a haircut. As we discussed earlier, you get your, you know.
Now, when you go to Jamaica.
I really need to teach you guys how to run the board.
Why?
So on a day like today, I can go get a haircut.
No. So that was back in the day. The only thing good about unions back in the day. I don't know if you were ever in a union, Craig, in the radio.
I've never been in a radio
union. I was in one, and we disbanded it after 3 years because they do nothing, really. But the one thing you could not do was what you just asked.
You can't run the board?
Nope. No. Violation of rules.
Oh, it was. Now really? when I was at Fox, us radio people, we were not, but we did a lot of overlap with TV people, and they were all union, and we had two sets of studios. We had the ones down at Sherman Oaks where I had, you know, Casey Kasem and Jim Rome Dr. Laura Schlesinger. We all did out of the same building. But anytime we did our shows from the Fox lot, you know, where you saw Terry and JB and all those guys, anytime anybody touched anything over there, they had to be union. So I've dealt with it.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you can't turn
on
your own
mic. It just seems so stupid. If something needs to be done, oh, wait a minute, got to get a union guy to flip this switch.
You weren't allowed to turn on your own microphone.
Fact.
Oh, because the board op was in the union.
Yep. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Got to protect that job.
Yes.
Yep.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Eventually, we moved all the jobs to the radio site. No union, no problem.
No union, no problem. All hands on deck like a normal radio station.
Pretty much. All right. Coming up, we'll take a trip down Sound Street. Listen to some.
He's not going to make it.
That pizza.
You made coffee. You made bad coffee.
I made bad coffee.
We'll have the other stuff in there, the good stuff in your office.
I need something because I'm not going to make it till 6.
You're not going to make it?
No.
Do you need to call Rick Church to come in early tonight and run the last hour of the show?
No,
are you going to make it to 6?
He's got the blade start on 7:70 a.m. at 5:15,
We got no poll up?
No, no poll.
We're going to put a poll regarding Game of Thrones predictions.
I'll do a Game of Thrones,
We'll do one at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll forget PGA, forget the NBA. It's Game of Thrones.
It's basically
going
to be, who do you think is going to be rule the Iron Throne? Daenerys, Jon Snow, Tyrion, or Arya? It's just going to be those four.
It may end up
not being any of them, by the way. This could go on, but who knows?
Tease it.
The master of the tease.
Yeah.
All right, all that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd.
Tease this.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
South Street is brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives, online at optimalmale.net. The Boston Bruins are going to the Stanley Cup Final. They win 4-0. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in advance. Here it is on NBCSN.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team. And Zdeno Chara, though injured, is in uniform and comes out for the celebration.
Doc Emmerich, there is nobody better than him in any sport calling hockey than him. He is the best.
Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz is very good too. Doc
Today's Emmerich, Jim Nantz's birthday.
Jim is great. Doc Emmerich is as good as it gets in any sport calling hockey. He's the
Happy
best.
Birthday, Jimmy.
They brought him a cake at the beginning of the broadcast today.
Oh, that's
he
sweet.
Was stunned. It threw him off his game.
Oh.
You know how he's like.
No, he doesn't get thrown off.
He's
his
like
game.
A robot out there.
He doesn't get thrown off his game for anything.
That's true. Patrice Bergeron appreciates
the girl's name.
Fact. As
best
you get older.
Ever. Best two-way hockey player in the league.
As you get older, you appreciate it even more, and you realize how hard it is to get to this point and to advance, and you got to be thankful. And obviously, you want to stay in the moment, and that's the biggest thing. You know, right now, we're going to appreciate this tonight, but then it's back to work, and there's a lot of work in front of us.
All right, on to basketball, and the Trailblazers blew it against the Warriors last night. As the Warriors win, here's the final call as Andre Iguodala steals Damian Lillard,
Diggy.
And the Warriors come back to win Game 2 to take a 2-0 series lead on ESPN.
Will Iguodala foul Lillard? Almost stolen. Lillard stolen by Iguodala. Took it out of his hands. Curry from half court. It's up. It's over. Golden State survives and wins Game 2.
Well, that wasn't so much a half-court heave by Curry as it was just throw the ball in the air and let the clock run out before it could be fouled.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all it was. Which I'm surprised more players don't do that.
I would just fling that thing up there. Steve Kerr says the Warriors stole this one because the Blazers outplayed them.
Steve, do you feel like you dodged a bullet there tonight?
Oh, totally. We stole that game. I thought they outplayed us for much of the night, the majority of the night. But... you know, we brought enough competitive fire in the second half to overcome, you know, their great play. And we've been here before. I think our experience helped us. We've done this a few times, we stole it for sure. They outplayed us.
Also, another cool part of this game for a while it was going back and forth. You had Steph Curry with the Warriors going against his brother Seth Curry of the Trailblazers. Steph Curry says it was cool.
This was like the coolest experience I think I've ever had playing, you know, against him. We talked about the stage, and he was amazing tonight. You know, every minute he was out there defensively, he was a pest. Made three big shots in the fourth quarter that were very timely. And for my parents, I know we've talked about it the whole series, and these last two games, it's probably nerve-wracking as heck for them, but it worked out perfectly tonight. He played well, and we won.
Seth did have the most embarrassing moment of the night. He was dribbling up top, in a little bit of trouble, looking to make a pass into the corner, saw a red jersey, but it was somebody standing on the bench. I believe it was Enes Kanter. He wasn't even in the game at the time. A little embarrassed at the time. Draymond Green says he can't imagine what this series is like for the Curry brothers, but then again, he really doesn't care.
You know, they've grown up in the backyard playing against each other their whole life, whether it's video games, was in the backyard playing one-on-one, whatever that is. They've as a brother, I got a big brother. You compete your entire life. And to be on this stage, it don't get much better than this. Me on the outside looking in, I really don't give a damn. You know, I hope Seth miss every shot and get destroyed by Steph. So, he had too good of a game tonight for my liking, but he was definitely amazing.
All right, one final thought. Damian Lillard, who's from the Oakland area and leaves Oakland down 0-2 to go back to Portland, says that he thinks he's coming back to his native hometown for more games. We'll see.
Did it cross your mind that this could be the last time you play a game at Oracle in your hometown?
I mean, yeah, this is the last season they're going to play in this building. So
I knew that coming in. This is going to be the last. I mean, this time, I doubt this will be the last time. You know, we planning on being back here. So, I mean, that's it.
That's it. All right, coming up, we'll tell you about the trade prospects of Anthony Davis to the Lakers. And also Kyrie's people are telling him, yeah, you might want to look at the Nets of all teams. We'll rummage through that.
Bruce Koepka, another birdie, 10 under.
Brooks on fire.
What? Brooks.
What did I say?
Bruce.
Did I really?
Who the hell is Bruce Koepka?
Sure I said Bruce.
I know you did.
I'm looking right at his name. I said Brooks. Sure, it made it sound like Bruce, but I did say Brooks.
Okay.
I think I did.
Because you've been saying Bruce Koepka all week, or has Craig been saying Bruce?
No, he's been saying Bruce.
I said it one other time yesterday.
I think you got on a string of a couple yesterday, but we let it slide.
Bruce Koepka did not. Bruce Koepka, 10 under through 4.
All right.
Spieth is 5 behind.
And we
minus 5.
May or may not have some GOT talk. All that coming up, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.